Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled April Showers featuring Miller, Barr, and Shane. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Bluetoast.com, Lug.io, Free.ai, and Sanborn.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including and.net, bridal.net, heliports.com, and willowlake.com. Then we talk about March Madness and UConn's big game winner against Duke, and we also talk about domain trends and the future of domains in the age of AI. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with skiv.com, formerly muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. Now, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. Talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And also, big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. Also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain name intelligence platform featured all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain, so go to DNX.com today. And also, big shout out to our other sponsor, Appraise.net, instant AI-powered domain appraisals with retail price ranges and detailed justification for every name. Whether you're buying, selling, or building your portfolio, know what your domains are really worth. Get your first month for just $1 at Appraise.net/DomainSherpa. We also use Appraise.net for appraising domains and few of the segments of the show today. Worth noting, beyond the range, each appraisal includes a breakdown of the domain's multicultural reach, strength, and weaknesses, and a market analysis covering the best use case, industry, and likely buyer profile. So definitely check all that out. And last but not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my homies, and very excited for today's show. So we've got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's what we hear about with the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score and somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. I gave myself some swag last week after I won. So for anybody who was watching the show, I went 3-0 in the domain game. I straight swept everybody. You know what I mean? I'm feeling like Arizona in the March Madness right now. I didn't even need the big comeback like UConn. We're going to get into that too because Drew's not on the show today. And then we get into NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we'll get into grand closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guest co-host to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed, or maybe that we've already discussed. So we'll see what's good. But let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Shane Coltra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It On The Shane, a.k.a. House Of Shane, a.k.a. The Culture Personality, The Culture Club, doing it for the culture. What's up, man? How you doing? What's up with, Buena Vista, Colorado? Is that the...
I am. I'm still here. Yeah, I don't want to go home, although yeah, it's man. Springtime. Yeah. No, it's been amazing. Colorado, now, if you want water, the rest of the country, we're in trouble because there's no snow here. So no skiing. It's crazy. It's like mud puddles up in the, it's usually peak snow ski, but not this year. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm not a huge climate guy, but there is no doubt there's going to be some water problems because all that snow usually runs off. And
yeah, the snowpack is what feeds into, yeah. It's crazy because there was a few years ago, you know, there was a big, you know, drought concerns, California and, you know, West Coast. Yeah. And then they had a pretty good wet season or two that helped refill a lot of the lakes and the aquifers.
Yeah, they're good right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny how that all works. But, you know, we're just playing our role here. You know, we just get to live. We don't get to choose when it snows and when it's not and what the temperatures are. You just got to roll with it. But
crazy.
It's beautiful here. I love the vibe, man. Like, I love the vibe. This is a town where pretty much everybody works remotely, not a lot of work. So you go into town and people doing their stuff during the day. And at the end of the day, they go out and hike and eat and social. It's just, it's a cool
healthy
vibe.
Lifestyle, healthy place.
It is. It's, you know, I wrote a little piece the other day. There's something to being around people that are happy that just makes things better, right? Like Midwest, we're pretty big. We're pretty fat. We're pretty depressed a lot of times. The weather's not great. And you can feel it when you go out.
Oh, yeah.
And so being in a community where people are happy, it just makes everything better. So,
I mean, I'm with it, man. When we moved from Pennsylvania to Florida, you know, it was a lot of that same sort of adjustment because, you know, where I'm from, it's a coal mining region and it's cold and it's gray and you almost forget, right? And then you move somewhere that's not, you know, we get 300 plus days of sunshine or whatever it is, and Florida's got some of its own challenges, but you know, a lot of stuff here is new and it's just a different type of vibe. And then,
yeah, don't downplay sunlight, man. Humans need sunlight.
Drew's a sun worshiper. He'll tell you all about it, man. He's on that, you know.
Yeah.
And
the other thing I'll say about, like, people say, oh, we need to go into work to, nah, you need to hire a happy person. Like, just hire an adult that'll work and don't have to worry about them working or not. Like, hire somebody that's happy and hire an adult so you don't have to worry about you babysitting them. You don't need to have a cheese plate sitting on the table and everybody sitting around to have a good good company.
I'm with it, man. I like it. No, yeah. Down with the cheese plates. You know what I'm saying? That's we anti-cheese plates.
Get the cheese plate, hire adults who will work and let them work wherever they want and be happy. That's
it.
I mean, I think
the key thing, you know, we look at it a lot in this age of AI and, you know, and I look at it in the context of my kids and, you know, and what the job market's going to look like and what it looks like. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. I think I keep coming back to is, you know, it's all about agency and, you know, ability to utilize these tools to just get shit done and, you know, be in that right mindset of like, just, you know, show up, work and figure it out, you know,
figure out what high agency looks like and hire it. Yeah,
that's
no
it
doubt.
You know, so
it's a rabbit hole conversation, but one we were having while we were waiting for you to join.
No doubt,
man. Actually,
front of mind.
Anyway.
It's crazy times. Anyway, all right, well, let's keep it moving because we do have a hard stop in less than an hour, so let's keep it going. Below Shane, we got my boy, the one and only Bar Franek, a.k.a. Bartman, a.k.a. Barman, a.k.a. Always Sunny, a.k.a. Raising the Bar, a.k.a. Passing the Bar, a.k.a. the Bartender, who's just a pharmacist with limited inventory. Shout out to Albert Einstein. What up, Barman?
What's up, JT? I am shocked that I'm back after like 2 weeks. I feel like I made it. Look, Ma, yeah, your boy made it.
Looks like we made it.
I'm my regular.
Yeah, no, that's what it is, man. Well, look, you know, for good reason. You know what I'm saying? Good people's friends and, you know, great domainer. It's like, shit, that's, you know, the checklist is not very long. You know what I'm saying?
Debatable.
As far as what it takes.
About the great domainer part. But
hey, man, you're making it work. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing and it's all good. And, you know, that's where we're at. So no, welcome back. And, you know, we're going to keep it moving because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Sherpas all day. All right. Well, that's what's up. So let's go last, but certainly not least, below me, the one and only Andrew Miller, a.k.a. Miller Time, a.k.a. Ace Rothstein, a.k.a. Old School Bill Belichick, a.k.a. the Miller Whale, a.k.a. Jack and Jill went up the hill each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Hey, Andrew Dice Clay. What's going on, man? How are you? And
good.
Yeah, and congratulations, number one, on Master Domains, escrow.com. Shout out for that, you know what I'm saying? So
you know, I'll have more to say than that at some point. You know, look, there's a lot. I've always said whether you're one or 10 or off the list, you know, there's a lot of business done in a lot of places in this industry. And that's the only thing I want people to realize, right? There's a lot of ways and a lot of places to conduct transactions. And I'll have more to say on that someday soon. But thank you.
Yeah, no, hey, it's all good. Shout out to everybody on the list. You know what I'm saying? We came in at number 4 and, you know, which was obviously a bit of a, yeah, departure for us, but, you know, at the same time, it wasn't due to lack of, you know, transactions. It's just that. And exactly. Honestly, like, you know, we had the show a couple of weeks ago for, you know, with the escrow.com folks who were a sponsor, and it's all good. And, you know, so there's obviously a lot there. We don't need to go back and into all that stuff, but, you know, but hey, look, shout out to them for, you know, if they're continuing to try to, you know, continue to do what they need to do to move things forward and play an important role in the industry. And shout out to everybody on the list that made it and to everybody else who's doing deals that didn't make it because they did deals off platform or not enough to make the list. But either way, we're all part of this domain ecosystem and it's really all good. So,
yeah, I was happy to see, you know, the stated number of total 395 million from their platform, which, you know, when you add in other platforms like GoDaddy and other places, you know, that means, you know, we're probably pushing a pretty big number on domain transactions, which is healthy for all of us and healthy for, you know, healthy for the market, healthy for buyers to see that these assets are really valuable and all that. But it's good, man. I'm looking forward to talking about some domains because, from my standpoint, overall, I found that the December through March, and I posted this in my Sunday thoughts, December through March is a little March Madness. December through March has to me been the most epic window of time other than January of 21 to be like COVID craziness, March of 21 in my entire, you know, I don't know, 30 years I've been doing this. And that's great, right? There is deals are happening and they're happening at a large level on the higher end of the, you know, big domains. And that's good for everybody. And that's good for the companies and the buyers and the sellers. And I hope it keeps up. And that's, by the way, through, you know, two wars, you know, crazy, you know, really uncertainty at so many different levels, politically, economically, fuel price, throw it all in. And yet, you know, that still happened. And that's a really good sign. So I'm excited about it. Really excited.
March Madness for sure. But yeah. And I'm March Madness. I mean, we've seen the same and, you know, with big deals that we're doing and it's just, you know, these are good times. I think, and what I think is great too, and to your point, you know, almost 400 million that Escrow talked about, you know, a lot of success for a lot of people, you know, represents the size of the market, right? And the fact that the market is thriving and because people are recognizing the value of premium good domains and the need for good domains, you know, on not just the internet, but in the world in general, right? So it's like, you know, I think it's a great trend overall for what we do. I think that is just awesome. So because, you know, it's interesting. There's some chatter online. You know, I saw Josh posted something saying, you know, domains might, you know, are domains going to be valuable in 5 years? And, you know, Brady from Unstoppable, also another sponsor of ours, big shout out to Brady, big shout out to Josh, you know, getting into this debate about what happens to, you know, domains in the world of AI, right? And what are the, you know, we're always looking at that, like, you know, how are domains going to continue to stay viable? Are they going to continue to stay valuable? And I mean, you know, at the moment, they're more valuable than ever, right?
And more than ever. And sadly, or I guess, you know, I'm going to connect to into the corner with just Shane here, but you guys are probably in like diapers. But in, you know, look, I started doing this and buying my first domains. I mean, for the first 12 years, I did nothing but buy almost $40 million of my own domains, right? And big ones. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times at different iterations over the year that, you know, it was something was coming down the pike, you know, that was the end of domains. It was actually in like 99, it was a company called Real Names. There was like this keyword thing that advertised in a full page Wall Street Journal ad. And, you know, they went away with the internet bubble of 2000. And, you know, there's always some next reason why. And here we are 30 years later, AI is here, which is the real deal. And I think it's making domains, especially the upper premium, ultra kind of premium kind of .com domains anyway, but domains in general, more valuable, not less. So, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. Until I see it, it's just noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I won't go on a tangent because one, I'm not Drew, but two, we got a short stop. But the reality is one, I've made a living my entire life on volatility and uncertainty. Everybody spends so many times chasing what and fearful and moving back and forth. And I love it. Like uncertainty is one of the best things that can happen, because if you have a little bit more information, a little bit more experience, as you will, you can really take advantage of all that. So the stock market, to me, I've made more money in the last year than I've made my previous 20 years in the stock market, even with this war, because of this war, because of the uncertainty. And the reality is things return to normal. Branding and identity of a business will always exist, always exist. How you get to the store, how you visit the store. We never used to think that food would come to our house every day, right? We always said, you know, we used to go to a restaurant, sit down, go in. Maybe sometimes you go and take it out. We never thought in a million years it would show up at our door and we'd have Grubhub and everything. But the restaurants still exist. We still know the name of the restaurant. The highest quality domains, the highest
quality. Great analogy.
Will continue to exist. We may get there in a different way, but I'm behind the curtain now. You know, I'm doing a lot more brokerage myself. And so I'm getting to see kind of a different aspect when I talk to the venture capitalists. There is uncertainty in this world, but I can tell you there's one certainty. They're seeing that domains are a good asset to add when everything else may not be a great add. So they're not sure how AI is going to affect their business. They're not sure if a new startup's going to start with if you're running a VC incubator. But you know that something's coming, and you know that a good asset to get is a domain name. And so I'm seeing that from VCs. I'm seeing people buy VCs coming to me trying to acquire domains now for businesses that don't even own. They just want a generic to hold because it's such a valuable asset in this world of uncertainty, because they don't know what else to buy that's going to hold value. Yeah. So it's not going anywhere for the higher quality domains. Will these small search engine type SEO names and the made up 20 character, yeah, we're going to suffer because we're not going to need those endpoints. But a true brand, a true stopping point, going nowhere but up.
And I agree with you on the volatility, right? I mean, it's just, yeah, I'm in my random, in my Sunday thoughts this coming Sunday, and I'm going to quote a video I just saw post on LinkedIn from I don't want to say who yet, but a billionaire, very, yeah, MIT genius tech entrepreneur in Boston who I'm friendly with. And he posted something on LinkedIn that was talking about, you know, for our kind of kids generation, right, Shane? They're talking about like the W-2 wage is over, right? You have to own something, own a home, own real estate, own equity, own a domain name, own a piece of art, invest and own things. That's where the world is headed. And, you know, arguably domains are the strongest performing return on investment of any asset in the world at the right level. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I'm saying you should certainly diversify, but into other assets. But, you know, I'm going to elaborate more on that someday when I write this thing, because I got to save the content or I'll run out of it. Yeah.
Right. We're not going blind into it. I mean, we're not saying that AI is not going to affect everything we do and it's not one of the most important techs. That's not what anybody's saying. But what I am saying, and I say this to Brady, I've said it publicly and privately, when I'm partnering up with somebody, when it comes to a registrar or a partner, I kind of want them to believe in my asset. Like, I want to feel a little bit more comfortable that the person that I'm teaming up with or the product that I'm using, they kind of think my asset has some value or, you know, when I'm doubting that, I get a little nervous. And I'm not, I just say that, like,
there.
You have to have some positivity. If you're in domains, you need to love domains. You have to know what the problems are and what the positives are, but you kind of have to be all in. That's what we do. You know, yeah. That's the thing. You just have to know where to be all in.
Yeah, man. Barr, what do you think about generally this topic before we move on to the domain game?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have so much, I guess like assets tied up in domains. Like if it all went to zero, I'd be very, very sad, but, I still think domains will be important. I feel like they're more important than ever, but I'm just echoing what you guys said, like the great domain names will, I mean, that's like a brand that is so important to businesses that want to grow and, you know, be top of their field and all that stuff. You know, maybe like this middle of the road knees might suffer a little bit, but I don't know. I just feel like we still got quite a bit of runway to go before we don't really, I mean, we start to see like what exactly is going to happen with AI and stuff. But like Andrew was saying, there were these like periods before like apps are going to destroy domain names. What is the other? Social media will destroy domain names, but that's only actually made them stronger because you actually own your brand and all your content and stuff on that domain versus the winds of or whatever.
I think I've said this before on a Sherpa, but I'm terrible at reading it. I don't have a down pat to be able to tell this, but there's this famous like legend or story of, you know, the hot dog salesman on the street in New York who tells his son he's going to shut down the stand because a recession is coming. And, you know, like, because the recession is coming, I'm not going to sell any hot dogs, so I'm going to shut down the stand. And, you know, it's the whole moral of it is, you know, he didn't make any money and he shouldn't have, and the recession never came. And so at the end of the day, you know, look, I don't think you can be in domain names and be, it's a pretty dangerous short sell or bet to say, well, in 5 years, at least the kind of domains we're talking about aren't going to be important, because the odds are much better, in my opinion, that they're going to be elevated in importance. So you could be very wrong, and there's no real way to short them, right? So you can't really, you know, you can ignore them, but you can't really bet against them. Yeah. So,
that's a very good point. Yeah, no, I'm with it. And I think it was David Costello posted about, you know, I forget who, or maybe he retweeted, I don't know. But anyway, the point that was being made, and I think Shane touched on it, is that, you know, you might see an SEO impact around names that were, you know, trying to game sort of Google, right? But now you're not trying to game Google. Now you're trying to leverage the
LLMs. Now you're trying to game AI. Yeah. I mean, AI poisoning is has been great lately.
And I think what's interesting is I think AI is more, you know, advanced, right? Obviously. So it knows and understands more from like a truly like, you know, sort of a baseline perspective of like why domains matter, which is why they'll push to the right, you know, when it comes to trust, authority, things like that. So it's like, in a lot of ways, domains are kind of the perfect sort of complement to AI, because ultimately it's going to be pushing traffic and things and people and eyeballs and activity to, you know, trusted sources. And the trusted sources are your brand, and your brand ultimately.
Accountability and liability, it will never go away. And so in order to be accountable and liable, you'll have to have a brand and an identity.
I will say this last 3-5 minute conversation, this is like prime Drew though. Like,
okay, well, great. I can promise you, like,
then it would have been a 30-40 minute conversation.
Strong headwinds.
But it would have been good.
I'm sure all you got to do is wait till the next show and you'll get all of his thoughts on all things.
Please do. Anyway.
No, but it is interesting, and it's something we talk about internally all the time as we're trying to figure out our own strategy. But, you know, it's, you know, we're all in. We can talk about being all in. We're obviously all in, and excited to see where things go, as uncertain and as crazy as things are. So with that, let's keep it moving. Let's talk about where things will go on this show, and where they're going to go is the domain game. And so, Shane, we're going to kick off with you and see, you know, see if I can defend my championship from last week. And
I don't have anything great. Although I was doing my taxes and I felt like I didn't spend that much this year in domains. And
lucky you.
Yeah. Well, that's what what I thought and what happened are completely different. It's amazing how many $3,000 to $5,000 credit card charges you can add up over the course of 360.
Dude, I'm doing my taxes right now, and it is.
Yeah, I will say AI is a little helpful, but I'm a little nervous, like when I have it adding things together. But anyway, right. I bought. What was I going to do? Okay, so I bought one recently. Bluetoast.com. Nothing exciting, but
toast.com.
But a good story, I think.
Blue toast, as in
like toast, like you eat in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. Blue toast, and this is a buy acquisition. I'm sorry,
a buy an acquisition.
So this is a buy. All right, let's put.
Ooh, boy.
I know.
I'm not going to cheat and go look if there's a company called Blue Toast.
Let's go get it on there quick. It's all good. Let's see. So you bought it. All right.
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Can you see me here?
Yep. All right. So Barr's at 485, Andrew's at 1650, and I'm at 2000.
All right. Barr wins. It was 589, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. 589 for Bluetooth.
And it would have been 200, except for me and one other person kind of just rolled from that 200 number back.
Were you in huge domains?
Yeah, no, exactly. Usually huge is like a 385, but maybe now 485. You know, there's numbers that they normally hit. So when Barr hit 45, he knows it's the bot you're competing against because that's 385, 45 bots. But the reason I like that name is we talked about AI and we talked about brands. To me, that's what the future looks like with branding is more than ever, is simple, can't misspell words, very identifiable on an A. Like when I look at an AI post, do I think, is this going to be confusing when it's linked on an answer? I want something that's an easy logo. And I get that's really never changed. But if I'm going to buy a two word, that's where I'm at a lot of times, like that kind of brand name.
I dig it. I like that. It's
nice,
cool.
Two syllables.
Cute little brand. You know what I'm saying? Blue toast. I could see
disappointed
it.
I'm disappointed in myself for my number, but that's a different. I'm regretting.
Well, I
you don't
I
play in this. You don't play with us low lights down here.
Yeah. I mean, even like the 5Ls that I'm the big fan of, they're going for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. Those were $300 to $500 names before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you price it? So what are you going to price it at when you list it for sale?
I'll probably be in the 10 grand range, like a 9,800. I think that's a 10 grand name. You know, it, as we all know, there's not much difference in like 2,800 and 4,800 and then 54, 79 and 10. Like those are the three. I don't think there's a lot of, and then you just measure it on interest to like see what you get. That's not going to be one that I get a ton of interest. No, it's not going to be the Josh Reason type name where he researches and finds 70 companies using that name already. So they're going to upgrade. Like, that's not that kind of, this is a straight brandable play. So those names are
but $500, I like it. I think 10 grand, I think that'll sell pretty easily at that price. I mean,
yeah, that's why I said 1650.
Yeah. So I put it up, I threw it into the appraisal tool at appraise.net, also a sponsor of the show. And so according to appraise.net, the recommended price is $55,000. 55 grand is an end user price for that domain.
Little juicy, but maybe.
Juicy, but it's good. It's good. You know, I like
juicy
it. I like
good side.
Better than it being dry like toast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And,
That's buttery. 55 grand.
That is buttery.
Buttery toast.
Blue butter on toast, making it.
I think Shane will take that
right now. Your sweatshirt color on a piece of toast, piece of bread.
Let's go. All right. Well, good stuff. All right. So Barr with the point. That's a good start. But Barr, now you got to drop the name for the next one. And
just before he does that, hey Shane, there you may have fessed this, but there is a tiny little nothing company called Blue Toast Music, which is a music publishing locating company associated with rising 14-year-old star singer Caroline Sky.
Caroline Sky.
Just FYI. Keep an eye
out. Come on, Caroline. Make it big.
No, let's go. You're like, you see all of a sudden when you see her with a big song, you're like, cha-ching. Yeah. Those are the steps though, right? It's like she's successful and then the label gets bigger. Then it's like, now the label needs to like, you know, establish their brand properly, and that's it. All it takes is one artist, and that's...
Sorry, I interrupted you going to the Barr with that little side note for Shane.
I like it, though. I like the approach, and I like the thought. Let's get it.
That's my one outbound email. I see that Caroline's charting. Would you be interested in
.com? Exactly.
Otherwise,
right.
The price is going up.
Yeah. All right.
What do I got? It's interesting. I have to kind of like scroll to go through my sales list, and it's more than one page.
Ooh, look at that. That's good, man.
I mean, it's taken years in the making. But
roll that list. Roll it.
Let's go. I got a funny one, but it's on a payment plan. I don't want to jinx it. Let's go with lug.io.
Ooh, lug.io.
And that's, again, a sale.
Sale.
Okay. Lug.io. You said it's on a payment plan?
No, that is not on a payment plan. That is an outright.
Lug.io.
Man, I got a buddy. His nickname is Lug, and that's all he's referred to by anybody. He'd love it.
Oh, dude.
He's not going to, he can't afford it, though. Let's see. Okay. Wow, this is a tough one, man. I'm in trouble if I don't get in the game here.
That's right, because the next name is you. So, all right.
I'm going to try to take a strategic approach.
All right, here we go. Strategy. Where you at, Shane? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, okay. I'm at $6,000. Shane's at $8,999, and Miller's at $17,500.
Intentionally high.
Get it? You want the high number?
It was sold for $7,500.
Damn.
What'd you have?
I had $6,000, right? No, what did I just, I deleted it. Now I literally have to rewind. What did you have?
I had $9,000.
Well, if I had $6,000.
And what was it?
You had $9,000, that's a tie. He has to give us a new one.
Right, we each get a point. We each get a point.
I'm back in.
No. No, because you're basically going to put up now. So now Shane, myself, you are the tie-breaking domain. So that's good. That actually works out perfect. Although
it does.
But all right. Well, cool, man. So that's a pretty solid sale. I mean, what did you buy it for? How long did you hold it? What's the deal?
I mean, usually like one syllable, one word, kind of like I've done really well with in the .io space. But that one I got on like super early in my domaining career. I think I bought it for like $200 maybe. Wow. And it's not like a positive, super positive like word. I sold another 3-letter .io this year for $50,000. So there's like a huge, like, you know, discrepancy there. But I don't know. I just never like loved this. And I've always had it priced, I think around like $10,000 or something. They negotiated, sold on Atom, ATOM.com. So yeah, I was just happy to get rid of it, keep moving.
You got tired of lugging it around.
Fair. Exactly.
And I'm here all week, folks. Yeah, man. Well, look, it's, you know, $200 into $7,500, and you know,
actually, it was $100. Almost like eight year hold time.
That's awesome. So yeah, it's a long time, but I mean, this is what we talk about all the time on the show. Patience is key when it comes to domains.
75x, 8 years, still a win.
Yeah, I mean, where are you getting that return? You know what I'm saying? So maybe Exxon Mobil. You know what I'm saying now?
Not even
depending
that
on if you time it right. All right, well, good stuff and congratulations on the sale. And Shane, nice work, man. I don't know if that's the first time maybe somebody with the people have tied exactly.
Well, officially, I'm not going to say it, but if it gets down to it and I need my sweatshirt, I was 999. So it wasn't 8. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, but JT doesn't know what he was. So we're going to have to.
I think I was $6,000. If I was $6,000 and you were 899.
Yeah, one, I win by $1.
So you went by like $1. Yeah,
that's your point, because I don't think I was 6,500. I think I was 6,000. I think.
Yeah, I think you were 6,000.
And I'm gonna concede. Billy, I'll give you the point. That's all right. Yeah, we'll have to run the tape, Billy.
That's where that dollar Price is Right finally comes into play.
You did. No question. All right. Yeah. Well, that's what I get for having the short term memory of a goldfish that I couldn't remember what I had just deleted from my calculator. So that's what I get. But all good. Congratulations then. All right. Then this means that this either is going to give somebody a win or it's going to take us to overtime. Miller, what you got, man?
A game here.
I don't have the overtime one in my mind right now, just so you know. So we better get this one. All right. So, you know, for the first, you know, the last few Sherpas, I did a couple buys. And I not to bring up, you know, I'm all about peace and love, so not to rub Shane the wrong way. But last time we talked about the carbs.com, carb sale, which Drew decided to say, like, he stayed out of because you were going to buy it and, you know, somebody else bought it. But leaving that aside, I am going to use if it's okay, because I wanted today, I'm going to use a broker name.
Sure.
A sale. Free.ai.
Whoa. Okay. Let's go. I love that. All right. And here's the thing. I will say what I think, but this is just now down to Shane and Barr, since you don't have an overtime domain, and I
don't have one off my top. I mean, we're in a time crunch. I don't know. I have to go look for one.
Wait, just to be sure, free free.ai.
All
right, that is correct.
Oh, free.ai, not free.ai.com. Okay,
free.ai.
Man, this is so tough.
Hey, it's a tiebreaker. It's supposed
That's
to be,
a
man.
Sale.
No, it's a shootout.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to throw a number. We'll just see.
JT, you may have to re-mute the numbers, but okay. When we turn them all around. But we're still waiting on, I don't see Barr's phone yet. All right.
Free.ai. All right.
Let's see if I can see these. Otherwise, turn them around.
Go ahead. Flip them, boys.
You're going to have to read. I see Shane's.
Shane says 60,500. Bar says
250,000. 250,000.
Yeah.
Bar says 250,000.
You haven't turned your phone. Are you 300,000. And you're participating?
I am. I'm participating. You know, you said you could maybe find something, so we'll figure it out. I mean, even okay, if you got to so go I, bio and grab.
So this is a unique deal without an NDA that I asked my the seller if they're okay, and I think it was good for AI names. And in you know, this domain was done in partnership with my friends at Atom, A-T-O-M, as well. Buyer came through Atom. It was a client of mine, and you know, I negotiated it. And the answer is, well, the winner is unfortunately forcing a tie. The answer is 350,000.
Bam! All right. Yeah. So we've been doing actually a lot of .AI domain business lately, so we've got a pretty good feel on what's going on in the market, and I felt pretty good. And that's a great sale. I mean, that's a great domain. It's a great sale, and that's awesome. Are they using it yet, or is it?
This is like hot off the press, man.
Yeah, I thought that I just saw that come through, like, you know, just being announced, not with a number, but announced that it was a deal. So,
yeah, I think Adam, but I think Zach, who I work with, did an amazing job actually on his end. But I think Zach from Atom posted something without a price. But
that's what I thought.
The seller was my client, so our client in Hilco. Nice. So I had to, you know, make sure we could give the price, but we can't. So
to clarify, I was trying to win the game without putting zero on there and looking like a total fool. So there's no way Free goes for under 100,000. Like, there's no way a name like that goes for under.
So Andrew, the buyer is based in Connecticut. Do you know them personally, or you just help them out?
No, I'd rather not talk about who the seller and the buyer were personally.
Yeah, no, it's all good. But hey, that's a great sale, and I think it's still a good buy for the buyer. But it's, you know, I think you did a great job for the seller. So,
more importantly, we have a tie, and I can't break it right now. When we have a 1 o'clock hard stop, unfortunately.
Well, can you go to something like Name Bio and just pull something from somewhere that we won't, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you just do something like that, and then we'll just, you know, this way we at least have to break the tie. What I get for just being a competitor and wanting to participate, you know what I'm saying? Just couldn't let it go.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're good. And don't forget too, if you take a little too long, Billy can cut out the dead air if needed.
Yeah, no, I'm just more worried about our timing.
You do that. What about some March Madness? You guys, that Connecticut win against Duke. I mean, how are we feeling? Anybody here a Duke fan by any chance?
I don't watch any. No. I'm going to stay out of this. I don't watch any March Madness. So.
How do you not watch March Madness? You're like 7 feet tall, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
what's that got to do with watching college sports?
But I mean, it was, dude, what a game. That one was.
Oh, that was incredible. Oh.
And yeah. I'm torn when it comes to UConn because I'm a Villanova fan, right? I'm a diehard Villanova alum and fan. And so I've got this love-hate thing with UConn because it's like I appreciate them for being a Big East team that, you know, does amazing and obviously winning multiple championships like Villanova. And because the Big East doesn't get a whole lot of love sometimes against the bigger conferences. So I really appreciate seeing them succeed. Dan Hurley, man, he just, you know, he's one of those dudes where it's like, you hate him if he's not your coach. You love him if he is. You know what I'm saying? And
dude, let me tell you, he adjusted it. He adjusted at halftime. I mean, they were getting, he did such a masterful job in that. I mean, obviously the ending was the ending and, you know, that was, right. But like, just to be back in the game for that ending to happen, he did such an incredible job. He is, look, I feel bad for the kid, Boozer kid, right? Like, it was like, you know.
I know. Did you see how many commercials were the Boozers? Is like, they got paid every commercial. I know. Was a Boozer commercial.
I know. I mean, like the old, but you know, it's the better Boozer who isn't the one who turned it over, right? So that's like, that's going to be replayed for centuries.
It was the loser.
I'm telling you, it's basically like, it's almost like the Jenkins shot. And, you know, so every tournament you're going to see it. I mean, and it's beating Duke is always great, right? So
of course, that was the best part.
You know, and it's just like the look on Shire's face, that meme of his like goofy, like, fuck, like I just got run over by a truck face. And it was like, I mean, everything about it was wild. It was such high drama and it was just awesome. And Hurley, so as a basketball coach, you know, as a very, you know, not particularly good basketball coach that I am, I can recognize when somebody's like Hurley's, his stuff is so good. If you're a basketball guy, especially an X's and O's guy, and you watch some of the stuff that they run, it is so good, so high level, so sharp. It's almost like European.
It's almost like Joe Mazzulla.
It's almost Illinois basketball.
Illinois is great too, man. You got to be excited.
We're all European. We run European style.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, exactly. You got Paige Stojakovic's kid and everything else. And Hurley stuff is so good. And even the Caravan 3 that came before the turnover and the game winner, you know, was this like amazing, like off of two screens, like the way he got open and fired and hit it. And it's just, yeah, because you think that comeback wasn't just against a good team. That was literally against the number one seed in the tournament, best team in the country, you know, and, you know, came back from 15 down at halftime and ended up winning that game. It was just amazing. So pretty cool stuff. So anyway, all right. So in the meantime, in between time, did you get a name?
By the way, talking about Illinois, I mean, I used to make a living betting against the Big Ten in March Madness. And yeah, the traditional Big Ten teams, they always blew out early, no matter how good a season they had. And, you know, now you got Michigan, Illinois. I mean, you know, Purdue, right? I mean,
are you going to get home in time for when are you headed back to Champaign?
I'll be in the car listening to the games on Saturday.
All right. Well, if they win, though, you'll be home for the, because I'm sure it'll be nuts in and around.
My friend, this is his first year not being the head of medical for U of I. So I was like, Jeremy, once you left, they became really good. So he's been the basketball team doctor for a decade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this year, nice. I'm like, man, you're missing a good year.
Yeah.
I do have a name, by the way.
All right, let's go.
Just everybody, I'm just pulling it off the list here. So if anybody knows it already, I'll find another one. Yeah. Sanborn.com.
Oh, not familiar. Anyone familiar? Sanborn, B-O-R-N or B-O-R-N?
S-A-N-D-B-O-R-N.
All right. Let's get in it. I was going to say, we don't know if it's a sale or...
Nothing about nothing.
An auction or is it just like an end user sale? Do we know that much or?
It's just a sale, man. I just pulled the sale price, the name and the sale price. So however and wherever it happened, I would say that it appears more end usery to me, but you know, I'm not in the game of giving hints here, Bar.
Okay. Well, that was a pretty good hint.
That's a good hint. All right. Sanborn.com. All right. I'm ready when you guys are. Here we go. Overtime. Oh, shame.
What is
so
JT's
bar
number?
Bar is at 8,995.
Yeah, bar's 15, out. What's JT's number?
15,000 and Shane's 15,900.
According to, again, this is unlike the prior one. This is not my deal. So I'm just going by the public listing. It is $68,000.
Whoa. You know, when you said end user sale, I still wasn't going to go that heavy. So Shane.
No. Just because I won doesn't make my bid any good at all.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Crazy. It's a Sanborn. I don't know much about what Sanborn even means.
Yeah, there's more to that. There's a city, something, a company.
Yeah, there's a city in, where is it?
Indiana.
Oh, you got it's a last name.
Kind of got a Burning Man feel to it.
Yeah, there you go. Sanborn. Born in the sands of the.
Yeah, believe me. You don't know how many people you think have been born in the sand in Burning Man.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Born in the sands.
Certainly conceived in the sand. You know, probably thousands conceived and, you know, probably a handful born.
I like it. All right. Well, cool. Congratulations, Shane. Shane with the big win in overtime. March Madness for real, even though it's technically April. And it's technically April Fool's. So, you know, so, but, you know, won't air on April.
Well, that's the part I haven't told you about the free.ai deal. It's April Fool's.
Yeah.
Just kidding. April Fool's to that.
April Fool's.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain your yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, cool. Well, look, we've got about 27 minutes, and we're going to slide into the next segment, but congratulations, Shane. Billy hit Shane with give him some flair, some pizzazz, a little bit of cheering. And yeah, and then we'll keep it moving. So now we got the Name Jack and a Jet segment. Sponsored by NameJet. Oh, you know what? I realized, though, I didn't do this, and I'll do it once we kind of slide into the thing, but the appraise.net, I wanted to run those on the, so let me just do that real fast.
On what? And
I like to do the names as we do the domain game to see what appraise.net appraises them at compared to what they either sold or were bought for. So let me get into my batch, and then we'll get started, and then on the NameJack and a Jet, but then I'll let everybody know what the appraise.net results are as well. And so I'm just plugging that into the tool and check for appraisals and start the batch processing. Let's get it. So, I did this in the batch. Okay, yeah, because you can do, I don't know how many total. Oh, you can do 5,000 names in a batch. That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I noticed Leo is doing a lifetime membership opportunity at appraise.net. Like for a few hundred bucks, you can upload your whole portfolio.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. So these are processing. I don't know how long it'll take. But yeah, so batches. Oh, see, okay. Takes a couple minutes to a few hours, 24-hour guarantee. I think that's because I did it batch style instead of the tool.
Do I get to kick off NameJet since I went last for the domain game?
You know what? We'll do that for you today. I like that. I like that. Let me get back to the dashboard. Real fast while I'm kind of messing with this. Oh, I see. It's okay. So by doing it in the batch too, it also takes less credits. So yeah, there's a lot of, it's funny. We, just started with the praise. You know, I talked to Leo when we were in Vegas, and then, we worked out the deal with them coming on to sponsor the show, and then us starting to utilize the tool more, not just on the show, but also for our own inventory. The more I dig in, the more I dig it. You know, I think it's got, and there's definitely different pieces to it that I'm not even super familiar with yet. But, I'm definitely a fan. Obviously, full disclosure, they are a sponsor and Leo's a friend. So, all right. Lug.io, they're saying 28. So recommended price, $18,850. So, a little bit on the higher side, but
I would note that I said 17,500 or 16,500.
Is that what you use to get the your price for the name? Are you ahead of the curve by using the tool?
Nope. Ahead of the curve, but not by using the tool. Okay.
Actually, on Andrew's brain. So,
well, and they definitely lean towards some of the more juicier end user sort of evaluation, seems to be what we're also noticing, which is nice when you're, if you can get that. We'll bring up the other ones as we go, but definitely shout out to them because we are tight on time. So with that, let's slide into NameJack and a Jet, the section sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains heading to auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. So you can go to the Excel spreadsheet that you can download that also has the appraise.net appraisals. It has Estabot. It has a few other, the age of the domain, the amount of back orders, the back order end date. You can download the Excel sheet right off of Domain Sherpa on the show page right by the show notes. And not financial advice, but, good luck with all that. And hopefully that helps. Let's see what the Sherpas think. So let's go ahead. Miller, we'll lead off with you.
All right. So I was very interested to see, sorry, I'm dropping things here. I was very interested to see and.net on the list because we sold and.com sometime in the end of 2000, last year, 2025. We sold and.com, which I am on their NDA for, but a very, very successful sale. Sure. Imagine, where you would think it would be figure-wise. And so I saw and.net and I'm like, wow, that's like, defensively, they should be, probably the buyer should be aware of it. The buyer was, you can see who the buyer is for and.com because the and company, because they're using it now. And, I thought it was, I mean, I like .net, right? Versus, you know, if I'm not going to be .com, I kind of like .net. I think and.ai is a little funky. And, you know, I thought it was a really, really interesting name. And someone should, I would think, do well with it if they can buy it at the right price.
Yeah. I'm with it, man. I think it is a super interesting name. And obviously, you know, if you've got the owner of and.com, it really becomes like, you know, they should own the .com and .net, you know? So it's...
The other two, I mean, I think
your bartenders, please, you know, or your waiters.
Yeah, I thought it was a good name. I thought, you know, I like Laughing Dog just because I love dogs and my dog always seems to be laughing. So I thought it was, you know, it's funny, guys. We were talking about Blue Toast earlier. I feel like Laughing Dog's like a similar kind of opportunity and brand to Blue Toast, like kind of a cool name for something maybe already existing. And so I kind of like, you know, those are my two favorite, and there's a shorter list. So, I mean, I have a third, but I could also just save it. And in case I don't want to use, you know, going first, I don't want to take away.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate it. You know, you can go ahead. There's enough on there. You can drop three.
I mean, the other one, yeah, I thought, even though, you know, Exclusive Getaways is always a, you know, I mean, I'm a partner or a stakeholder, not a partner. I'm a stakeholder and an advisor to honeymoons.com, which is my friend here in Boston's business, does great, very successful, very profitable company. And obviously we bought the domain name and, but it's an operational, you know, sole proprietorship that crushes it. And, you know, Exclusive Getaways is kind of a niche within that niche.
Sure.
And, thought it was a pretty, you know, I think there are people in the travel space who could, whether it's a content business or a lead gen business, you know, could take that domain and probably, you know, I'd like to be curious. I didn't look, but I was curious if it has any aging or any juice at all built into it. But if it did, then it's even more valuable. If it doesn't, then it's still kind of cool.
Yeah. And I like Exclusive Getaways a lot. I mean, my family is we used to do travel, right? Including, you know, which was my folks, my aunt was she was more of your travel agent that would do, you know, all the custom sort of stuff. Like, okay, you're traveling to China for 2 weeks. And, you know, this was even before the age of the internet, right? And I think that it's interesting that, you know, a lot of the stuff that you see, you know, people still spend a lot of money on experiences, right? And yeah, the economy getting a little funky, but like, you know, there's still a lot of money out there. There's a lot of people with a lot of money that want to spend it doing stuff, right? That, you know, and I think that to me, Exclusive Getaways is a pretty cool travel name for that very sort of, like you said, the niche within a niche, which, you know, for people who, you know, and curation is big, and Drew's talked about this on the show, is going forward, you know, is trying to sort of sort through the noise, right? There's a lot of noise. There's a ton of optionality, you know, you know, the tyranny of choice was something I remember from grad school, which was like, you know, sometimes there's so many choices that it's hard to kind of hone in on what is the right one. And you want to focus on expertise to be able to do things that you want to do, to spend money on the things you want to spend on. And I think that is an area where people who are spending real money will spend even more to make sure that they do it right. And so I dig that one. I like that name a lot. And
yeah, you buy it, you put up some content, you license getaway car from Taylor, background music.
There you go. I like that. And then you just hook people up with the trip of their dreams. I dig it. All right, let's keep it moving. Bar, what about you, man? What do you like? What don't you like?
I was going to say the same exact thing about Laughing Dog. That's a very like Blue Toast kind of name. My favorite name, honestly, on this, is Seed Smart. I love a good smart name. I love Seed.
Took that one. I put that on there for Shane. You took it from Shane.
I know. Sorry, Shane. I forgot you were the plant guy, but also not only plants, but also, you know, investing, seed stage stuff.
That's pretty cool. Name. I like that.
I hope there's not trademarks on it. Do your own due diligence, but that's probably my favorite name on the list. I don't know if it's a name somebody would do the best on compared to like and.net or like brattle.net. I don't like partaking to any .net names. Sente, what does that mean? I don't know what Cente. I mean, that's just,
I looked it up. I didn't find anything out there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be anything, but that's one of those like five letters that Shane has talked about that like I have a few of those. I haven't like hit on any of those, but I feel like they kind of just like go up in value over time. They're not like CVCV. They're like CV consonant vowel, consonant vowel. And I feel like is a pretty great pattern for like a brandable name. So what I do, SeedSmart Sente, and I'll just do, I don't know, heliports. I don't love that name, but then again, I don't fly helicopters. I don't know if there's a whole network of heliports you can.
Yeah, that one I have forth from. I feel like it's kind of, you know, it's one of those dictionary words. So it jumped out on the list. I mean, you know, obviously when I'm putting the list together, I'm just kind of grabbing at things that seem interesting. They're either worth talking about because good, bad, whatever. I would agree with you. Heliport.com would be pretty cool because then that could be something that could be, you know, then now you're talking about a brand, right?
And the helicopter business is about to explode, right? This helicopter transportation is being revolutionized and coming to many more places. So I think but by the way, Senti, while we're on the, you know, ChatGPT, it is a word, as you would expect. It's an agent word for 100 or a group of 100, which isn't shocking, Latin, whatever. Very rarely used, but it actually is a word.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, it had a decent appraisal, so I thought, you know, that's kind of how it sort of popped. But yeah, that one is an interesting one, especially, and then that was also, if you look to see use, it looks like there's a Ugandan bank that uses it as their, you know, brand, and maybe a few other uses out there in the world. So yeah, it's interesting. But
there is somebody on the .io.
The piece about the heliports, about the, you know, also some of these, I don't know if drone kind of like, you know, travel drone sort of choppers are going to become a thing. I don't know if that's something that we'll see happening more and more. Although I don't know how comfortable you feel like jumping into like a drone chopper without a human pilot, but maybe more confident. I don't know, you know, so, but that's an interesting thought. And all right, well, cool. Shane. Oh, and then Laughing Dog. To me, Laughing Dog is a great little brand. It reminds me, like, I feel like that's already a, like an IPA or something, a beer that you already, you know.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a beer, right? With your,
oh, dude, that's like, yeah, we're going to the Laughing Dog Brewery, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, with, you know, they've got restaurants and bars. And
there's my guy, right? Well, you can't see him, but he's like, he's always laughing. I can't make this work, but. That's what I liked.
Cool. All right, Shane, what about you?
Yeah, no, my saying has always been, if it sounds like a IPA, it's a good brand. And so Laughing Dog definitely is 100% fits that. What I've recently added is, if it sounds like a family office, like a big family office, it's also a good brand. And so like Willow Lake is one of those names you're not going to sell for a ton, but Willow is the most popular tree on a lake, and there's golf courses, neighborhoods, family office.
I love that. I love that analogy about the family office. Yep. Like, that's brilliant. Actually, you're so right about that.
Yeah. That's how I look at it, is what would it, do I think that's a family office? And if Willow Lake came around, I think that's definitely got money. So I see that, and I really like that kind. The other one that we didn't talk about is I'm going to say Jassy, the consonant vowel, the CDCV, they always sell. I mean, they don't always sell retail, but at auction, they almost always go for five figures because they're short. On the opposite side, the Telly one is a fake consonant vowel, vowel Y, but it's just too common a word, especially in Europe, meaning television. It's such a bad misspelling. Sure, Jassy probably should have another S in there as well, but that also lets you know that a five letter a lot of times is better than a four letter because it is the proper spelling. So you're going to pay 10,000 plus for Jassy, most likely, or at least a little under, but you can buy Jassy, which is almost as good or better of a brand for a fifth or a tenth of that. So that's kind of why I like the five L's. Bridle.net's amazing name, not defensible. It'll be really hard to get a trademark on that. But as far as representing the billion-dollar industry of getting married, everybody gets married at least twice now.
Two times. There's the three dot nets on there was one that was also on there and it got pulled off, but yeah, I would agree that the bridal.net is also, you know,
yeah, you could kill with online sales, or even a national brand of bridal sells dress. I mean, it's just, there's not much more. I always said love and pain are your two biggest things. Like, if you want to make money, sell things for weddings or people in pain, that's where you're gonna make a ton of cash. So and of course, I like SeedSmart. I'll probably buy that. I have tons of seed names. They don't sell all that well, but I still love them. I mean, they, like you guys have all said, they represent so much. So, yeah,
talking about
Seed House, Seed. I have everything Seed. I love the name. It represents so much. And then finally, the one I'll use is when I started. We talked about I did all five L's. I also couldn't afford the keyword, so I ended O, put O on so many things. And one of my big one was Cello, S E L L O. I did real well with. But Blendo is a perfect example. You get, I call it the big discount code of adding an O to the end of it, but you get a pretty good brand with it. And so there is some value and they do sell. I've pretty much sold through my entire keyword O portfolio from 15 years ago. And Blendo is a great name. It can be used for a lot of different things and it'll probably sell, I guess, $800 to $1,500 at auction.
Yeah.
Maybe
well, that's why I started. That's why I started adding two O's to some of these words.
Double discount.
You know, that's a 3-minute av right there. You just took it too far now.
You know, it's wild. And I didn't look it up till now, but Blendo was a robot that there was like a fighting robot that's, you know, like these robot wars and stuff.
So yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The robot wars competitions and things. And I guess Blendo was a legendary, highly destructive fighting robot. In that pioneering the full body spinner design. So Blendo.
I know exactly what you're talking about too.
Yeah.
The sad part is I know exactly which model.
Oh yeah, I could see it, you know, and that's like, I guess that was one that pioneered that model of like, you know, cause sometimes the ones they have like the forklift style and they're trying to flip.
The flip. Yeah. The flip kind. Yeah.
It's kind of neat. The robotic stuff is super cool. Obviously robotics in general is going to explode. Like there is like, we are going to, and that is going to be another wave that we'll see. I mean, it's already happening, but you know, every time I see
Boston Dynamics. Well, that's because the richest man in the world, Bezos, I think his figure is his company.
Okay.
And then, and I was part of that, believe it or not, I was part of that raise and it was crazy. The size of the check that had to happen and the lack of allowing people to blend a check. It was huge. It was like, you know, 10 million plus to get in even more. And that was Bezos, who has plenty of money. And then, of course, Elon's got his thing too. So between the two richest people in the world are getting into it.
Yep. And figure is that guy, Brett Adcock, who's like, you know, like, huge robotics genius guy, you know what I mean? That's like founder and all that kind of stuff. And they're the real deal. Like the stuff we're going to start seeing is going to be really, really wild. And, you know, AI combined with robotics, I mean, stuff that will literally change the world.
I'm happy with my Roomba. Like literally, I'm easy to please.
Dude, my pool robot was great until it broke, you know what I'm saying? But I love my pool robot that I just like, you know, chuck it in there and threw it.
Have you seen the new Roombas that climb the stairs? That's my favorite.
Oh, that's wild. Well, that's what I mean. And soon you're going to have, I mean, that's what I mean. The humanoid stuff, like some might be like humanoid, some not. Every time I see like the Boston Dynamics drop a new version of their like, you know, it's like borderline terrifying, right? Because these things are like, you know, they become just stronger, faster, more and more capable. So anyway.
Even in the nursery business, which is, you would think the last one, we're actually ahead of it. There are robots unloading trucks all night and placing the plants in the yard. So they park the truck and they're rolling up the ramps, grabbing it, taking them and putting them in spots. And so when you come in, the truck's completely unloaded by these robots, which, and that is happening regularly. So,
well, and there's a robotics name. Well, you know what? We'll keep it moving because I know Miller's got to go. So let's
get this. I got literally, I turn into a pumpkin in 2 minutes.
All right. So all right. 30 seconds. So you close, up. Let's do, we'll do grand closing real fast around the horn. Miller, 30 seconds. Anything else that we haven't already talked about? I know you said you got your Sunday thoughts coming up.
No.
You know.
Yeah. Look, I think I'm hoping, you know, hopefully April showers bring May flowers here and this momentum this momentum continues a little bit into you know, into the next quarter. I have an early sense, fingers crossed, that it's about to. So I'm just heads down, you know, doing domains, man.
Doing the work.
Watching my Red Sox suck and watching my Celtics get ready to win the championship. But other than that, I'm here. I'm good.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's early in the baseball season, but Barr, what about you, man?
I just hope one day Andrew Miller comes to me with a deal and we somehow work together, because that means I will sell a domain name for a lot of money.
I love it. All right. Shane.
No, I'm still doing my thing at DSAD every day. And every day I wake up excited knowing I have a good chance to sell a domain. I know my portfolio is good. It may not be today. It'll probably be tomorrow. But that's the thing I love. Our opportunity is off the charts. And every day could be that day we talk about. So
every day is a new day, which is make tell my son, right? Brett was working for me. Like every day. It's when I went into this investment business originally, it's because my friend told me when you wake up and come into the stock market every morning, every day is a new day. Every day, you know, you could await that magical email.
New dawn, it's new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. All right, and with I want to thank you guys for being. I want to thank you guys for being on the show today. As always, it is my pleasure. And to the audience, thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. I say it on every show. Without you, there is no us. So unless anybody else got anything else, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Miller, before I was dropping my clothes.
Nope, but I'm good. We got to go.
All right. I know you got to go. So we got to go. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all. We'll see you again soon.